Transportation Committee will come to order. For the record, Senator Farencamp, Senator Fisher, Senator Jones.
Present.
And today we have Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, One Whitehead Road. Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, Lazy Mountain Wolverine Road. We open up the hearing on both resolutions. Let the hearing.
You want to talk about either one?
Did you want me to tell?
What we'd like to do today is move one of these out. And we'd just like to hear from the sponsor which one they'd like moved out, and from the department as to where they are with either one of these. So, Paul, if you want to come up, take a little.
Catches me a little off guard because I haven't talked to Mary J about this, but I think I know what it is. But for the record, my name is Paul Terrell, was from Doula's office. Just to quickly answer the question, I think that Senator Cotulla probably feels that the Lazy Mountain is been going on for years and years and years, and he would like to really see that.
Really see that one go. Okay. All right. Thank you, Paula. Keith?
Mr. Chairman, Keith Durkin, DOT. I think we've talked about both these before.
Yeah.
The Matthewsboro Road is a borough-maintained road. We've done some design work on that road for the borough. On our general fund priorities, it's not been as high as some other work in the borough. It certainly is a road that has increased traffic for what we think of basically local nature. And as a local road, we have no problems with funds being allocated to improve it. And the department's priorities being oriented toward more regional and statewide needs, it does not come out as a high priority with us. On Whitehead Road, the proposal is a federal aid route. We don't see it competing well with the federal aid route. Had in our discussions some talk about the fact that as a general funded improvement, it could probably do most of what people would like to see down there in terms of the surface condition of the road more economically as a general fund project than as a federal project, given the difference in standards required for the systems. And given all that, I suppose if you're talking about a general fund appropriation, we'll probably see the greater utility being the borough road in that city being one which probably is a reasonable expenditure.
Okay.
The federal program is appropriately going to be able to adjust to the road of Whitehead.
Are these in the same district, or are they in different districts?
One's
northern and one's central or region?
They're both in our same region. Cordova gets a little funny in our regions. Cordova is in the central region. And then once you get north of the Million Dollar Bridge to the northern region, if the Copper Highway were ever built, Cordova would probably be in the northern region.
Not in your region.
Here comes the guy with regions.
Oh,
regions,
you got two of them here. Senator Farragut.
Mr. Chairman, you know, we've heard both these roads. We know one's borough road, one doesn't qualify for federal road. But it looks to me like that either way this goes, anything it goes, it requires funding. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, we've had a lot of time on these roads.
Yep.
If it's agreeable with the chairman, I'd just like to move out both pieces of these legislation with individual recommendations and send them on and find out if they get money, more power to them. I'll try it myself next year.
That's right. Okay. Right. All right, we close the hearing and we'll accept that motion as stated. Do you hear any objections?
I can do it formally if you like. Let's move out SCR 8 with individual recommendations. Ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Not, so ordered.
SCR 7 with individual recommendation.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Just take a nap.
And that's it. Nothing more to come before the committee. We stand adjourned.